You're tuned in to David Essel Live, America's positive radio talk show. And coming up in a couple minutes, we have one of my favorites coming back, Chan Spiller, author of the book, many books, but New Moon Astrology. She's going to be taking your calls on the air if you want an astrological reading, like what's going on with my love life, what's going to happen with my health, what's going to happen with my money in 2014. Call us 1-800-548-8255. Call us right now and get in the lineup. Call the phones are ringing. Call us right now. Get in the lineup. 1-800-548-8255. And Jan will take your call on the air and give you awesome advice, as she always does, on where you might be heading in 2014. Now, I'm going to share this with you before I bring Jan on. Once you get in the lineup, do not move. Do not pass go. Don't hang up and call back because you have to go to the bathroom, whatever. Hold it. It'll be worth it. But don't hang up because you'll lose your spot in the lineup. And you can call back, and hopefully we'll be able to get you back in. But the toll-free number is 1-800-548-8255. Hang in there for those people who are with us right now. We have calls on the line from all over the United States of America, which is so awesome. And Jan rocks. She's been doing this a long time. She's the author of five other books. She's a columnist for Dell Horoscope. She is someone that when you get a chance to talk to, you'll hear the sincerity and the love in her voice of what she does. Jan, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, David. How are you doing with this Cardinal Grand Cross we're all experiencing?
Well, tell me what that means.
Well, everybody is in a state of just upheaval in their lives in one way or another.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me?
No. Have you missed it?
Yeah, well, I'm in the same thing. That's why I'm going, oh, you mean it's not just me?
Exactly. And the issues are very basic. They have to do with, you know, Pluto's in Capricorn, part of that Cardinal Grand Cross. And Capricorn is taking charge, being the authority. So there's a stress between desire to be the boss, to be in control of our lives, versus security issues are coming up, versus with Uranus and Aries, the feeling that, you know, I need to be myself no matter what. To heck with authority, to heck with security. You know, I just need to be myself versus what is happening in my relationships. How come
nobody
is following me anymore?
Right. Holy cow. So, this is amazing that you say this.
So you've been, right on that line, you've been having these upheavals.
I am right with you, Jan. And you know what? When you said that, the Cardinal Grand Cross, I didn't know what that meant, but I did understand upheaval.
Yes. Well, right now, with the most, what's setting it all off, I mean, it's all there underground and would be in the background for all of us. That's where all these revolutions are happening. It's been going on for about 5 years now, and it continues for another three. But what set it off was Mars in Libra in retrograde motion. So what's happening basically is we need to learn to change the way that we initiate our desires in our relationships.
Wow.
And our the way we've always done it that's always worked is suddenly not working anymore. So what's called for is reevaluating alternate possible strategies. And one is to begin to slow down and begin to use more kindness and charm when we're interacting to see what the other person wants to do, to get them on the same page with us before we say, okay, we'll go there, and then taking the initiative to go.
So, all right, Jan, now you're kind of blowing my bubble. So are you telling me that it's not David's world anymore?
Yes, David. The good news is it's not personal.
I love it. David, it's not about you anymore, but don't take it personally.
No, but that's a good thing. Because now that you know that we're all experiencing this shit, we're all in it together, then you'll feel more confident in dealing with others who are also exploding, you know?
I love it. We're all exploding. At least we're all exploding together. Hey, listen, for everyone on the in the lineup right now, the toll-free number to talk to Jan Spiller, we're going to start with our callers in just a moment or two because we're going to explain what this new moon means. We have to write down the 10 wishes. Jan's going to go through all that with you. Everyone in the lineup, we're talking about Washington, Illinois, Utah, New York, Florida, and more coming on right now. You're going to want to give out your birth date, day, month, year, the exact day, month, year, and also one area of life that you want help with. Is it have something to do with your health? Is there a question about love? Is there a question about money? Whatever it is, business-wise, you get to choose one area of life, and Jan will help you out the most with that. But once you're in the lineup, don't move. Don't go. Don't hang up and call back. Stay right there. These are very precious slots that we have. Jan, briefly, quickly, go ahead and explain the new moon and the 10 wishes.
Okay. Every month, where it's the opportunity to use the power of timing. And astrology shows us when the most powerful time is of the month to make a new beginning, and it's the time of the new moon. So every month we have at least one new moon, sometimes two, rarely, but, you know, once in a while there'll be two. There'll be 13 in a year instead of 12. But the idea is on the, and I'm going to give people the date and the hour of the next
yes.
new moon. And for the next 24 to 48 hours after the moon hits, that's the time to take pen to paper. It's better, it's more powerful if you write it down by hand. And write down up to 10 wishes of things that you want to have happen in your life. And this month, the new moon happens at 8 degrees Taurus, 52 minutes. So it's the most potent new moon of the year for wishing for money.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Money, and when is the date? Or what is the time? Date and time.
Okay. The date is this coming Tuesday, April 29th, and the exact time is 2:14 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So
okay.
The idea is to, you know, that's New York, so everybody just convert from whatever time zone they're in to account for that. But you can't even wish 1 hour, 1 minute before that exact time. Or it won't happen because the moon is in its balsamic phase and everything that hits that energy just dissolves. It goes to nothing. So you have to
and
wait.
So, yeah, and then at 2:14 a.m. Eastern time, Tuesday the 29th. Now, how long after that?
24 hours after that.
Thank
24.
You.
24, yeah.
Okay.
And it's really, I often... because things get so hectic around that time, it's 48 hours. 48 will still work. But you want to go close, you know, within the first 24 is better.
Okay, that is awesome. The toll-free number, 1-800-548-8255, David Essel in the box out of Studio E, Los Angeles, California. Let's get this going. Now, we're going to have just a couple minutes before we go to a break. So our first caller, Pam, Spokane, Washington, you're on with David Essel and Jan Spiller. Give us the day, month, year, and the area of life you'd like help with.
Hi, Jan. Thanks for taking my call. It's March 7, 1944. I just turned 70, and I feel like I'm in the pregnant void of a new world, new life. I want the new energies to help me break out.
Uh-huh. Okay. Great.
What area of life would you like help with, Pam?
Everything. So what? I don't know what jumps out with my chart. I mean, I've been in a cocoon, so I'm ready for new love, new work, new friends, new adventure.
Well, yeah, this year you have a lot of energy, I think, Pam. From your birthday of this year to your birthday of next year, you're in a state of very high accomplishment energy. So I would say, now, are you retired at this point, or are you still working?
Yeah, retired, but wanting more income.
Okay. All right. So this is the time, because you have the energy for it, even though you're a little Pisces. Now you've got it. But, you know, it's going to have to do with getting in touch with your creative spirit and taking a chance on something. Is there something that's been exciting you that you would like to go forward with? It probably doesn't have to do with working for anybody else. It's something on your own, or maybe it does, but it's in a field that actually really excites you that you can do something creative in.
Is there one area, Pam, that you think of right now that you'd like to jump at to be more creative in, as Jan just said?
I'm not sure what it is yet, so I'm just opening to hear my intuition.
Okay, so what to open to, Pam, is to open to the feeling of what makes you happy. Think about all the different activities that you could be doing at this point and see which one makes you feel happy and that you gives you the energy to go ahead and accomplish it or participate in some way. Maybe it's even some kind of volunteer situation in front of you that possibly by doing the volunteer work, suddenly there's a potential for a job. I don't know.
Right, right. Jan, you know what I love? And Pam, this is directed at you as well. You know what I love? What you just said. In our work, we help people select one area of life at a time to attack and go after. And what you're saying to her is that of all the different areas of life that she could potentially jump out of this cocoon and go after, there's going to be one that will bring the most happiness. Maybe when she thinks about it, it's the greatest smile on her face.
Yeah, she'll feel it. She'll feel it.
Yes. Yes, you'll feel it. Pam, write all those areas down. Look at the one that has the biggest smiley face. Go after that, babe. And you sound awesome at 70. My Lord, you're sounding like you're 30. You're tuned in to America's Positive Radio Talk Show. Doesn't she, Jan? Unbelievable. You're tuned in to David Essel Live. Call us now to talk to Jan Spiller, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK. For all of our people in the lineup, stay where you are, 800-548-TALK. We're going to get to as many people as we can during the show today. You'll be talking one-on-one, Jan Spiller, expert astrologist. I'm David Essel, talkdavid.com. Stay there. And it's time to start living the life you've always dreamed of. I'm David Essel, XM radio host and author of the new free book, The Power of Focus, at TalkDavid.com. We're giving away 1 million copies of The Power of Focus, and it's free at TalkDavid.com. You deserve your desires. Get your free book, The Power of Focus, today at TalkDavid.com. For 21 years, positive talk radio equals David Essel Alive. Listen on XM 168 every Saturday, 6 to 9 Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific.
Need toner? The Toner Kings sells all leading brands of toner cartridges to hundreds of businesses across the country and Fortune 500 companies like Lockheed Martin, American Red Cross, and Excellus Blue Cross, just to name a few. Just head online to thetonerkings.com. Order toner and save up to 60% off dealer pricing with their 100% guarantee. You can try a new cost-effective toner solution with no risk. Visit thetonerkings.com. Mention you heard this ad on XM Radio and get an additional 20% off your first toner order.
Have you ever wondered why you struggle with money, or why creating deep love is so challenging, or why losing weight and keeping it off is such a struggle? Hi, I'm iHeartRadio host and author David Essel. For 22 years, we have helped thousands of people figure out the why to their life challenges and then create a plan that leads to lifelong success. If you're ready, contact me at TalkDavid.com today. Our one-on-one sessions are so effective that you will absolutely create the life you desire. And programs begin as low as $100. One-on-one with me, David Essel, at TalkDavid.com.
Clients who have worked one-on-one with Master Life Coach David Essel are learning how to change their lives.
For 30 years, I had been struggling in a codependent relationship, and I had abandoned all that was sacred to me. And after just 5 months working with David, my life has totally turned around. David's work has changed my life forever. I am truly finding my joy again.
Client success has come from focus and accountability with David, and the same can happen for you. Life coaching programs start at under $200, so visit TalkDavid.com. That's TalkDavid.com. Need toner? The Toner Kings sells all leading brands of toner cartridges to hundreds of businesses across the country and Fortune 500 companies like Lockheed Martin, American Red Cross, and Excellus Blue Cross, just to name a few. Just head online to thetonerkings.com. Order toner and save up to 60% off dealer pricing with their 100% guarantee. You can try a new cost-effective toner solution with no risk. Visit thetonerkings.com. Mention you heard this ad on XM Radio and get an additional 20% off your first toner order.
When I began working with David Essel, I was a single mom, completely disempowered and living in fear.
Clients who have worked one-on-one with Master Life Coach David Essel are learning how to change their lives.
And now, just 1 year later, I am the executive director of a nonprofit and really feeling my power in the world.
Their success has come from focus and accountability with David, and the same can happen for you. Life coaching programs start at under $200, so visit TalkDavid.com. That's TalkDavid.com.
Are you exhausted in life, feeling that whatever you do is never enough to see lasting change? I'm David Essel, XM radio host and author of the new free book, The Power of Focus, yours at TalkDavid.com. We're giving away 1 million copies of The Power of Focus free at TalkDavid.com. You deserve your desires. Get your free book, The Power of Focus, today at TalkDavid.com. For 21 years, positive talk radio equals David Essel Alive. Listen on XM 168 every Saturday, 6 to 9 Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific.
Would you like to learn the secrets of the most successful people in life to radically change your life and then help others do the same? Hi, I'm David Essel. Since 1996, we've been teaching people from all over the world how to become certified life coaches. These classes can be done in person or via teleconference from anywhere in the USA, and we even offer these life-changing courses via a one-on-one option. Our certification is so effective that it's the only one offered in the USA on a college campus. Visit lifecoachuniverse.com. That's lifecoachuniverse.com.
You're tuned in to David Essel Live, America's positive radio show. Like us on Facebook and listen to hundreds of inspirational archive shows at talkdavid.com. Now here's your host, Mr. Motivation, David Essel.
David Essel in the box with you, Studio E, Los Angeles, California, with Jan Spiller, world-renowned astrologer. JanSpiller.com is her website. Lots of free information, tips, and more. JanSpiller.com. Check it out. So we're going to be going through our lineup here. When you get on the air, tell Jan and myself the day, month, year you were born, and the one area of life that you would like help in to direct you into a new existence in 2014. Let's go to, from Spokane, let's go to Chicago, Illinois. Judith, you're on with David Essel and Jan Spiller. Go.
Hello, David and Jan. Huge fan. My name is Judith, and my birthday is June 17th, 1955, 12:19 p.m. And I would like get some help in is career and financial. I would like to know what my chart says about manifesting a successful career as an intuitive healer and health and wellness advisor.
Wow, cool. Jan, go.
Well, Judith, I think you have gifts with the intuitive healing. As a matter of fact, you have gifts in every area that where intuition is involved. Mm. So are you currently working in some situation?
I have been studying this. I have training as a registered nurse, but I've been studying energy medicine and healing and holistic medicine for a couple of years.
Right now,
you're
being in the nursing profession?
I'm not currently, but that's what I had been doing, and I felt really drawn to, I know I'm an intuitive, and I've identified my gifts, and I guess now I just want help in starting,
when would be the best time to start anything new is going to be starting in July. Because right now Mars is retrograde, and it's very difficult to get anything off the ground, there's a feeling of, you can make things happen, but there's a feeling of start, stop, and that's true for everybody. And then we go out of that for only two, that goes direct on May 19th. But on May 19th, by golly, we only have a couple weeks before Mercury goes retrograde. So in terms of starting something, in other words, starting something takes a lot of energy, and you want to get some instant success. So I would recommend waiting until July 1st. Anytime after July 1st, just go whole hog. And that applies to everyone, actually. Now,
Jan, I have a quick question. So if Judith is going to wait until July to start the business, would this be the time to do, could she be doing her manuals, her coursework, leading up to the introduction?
Exactly. Fabulous. This is a fabulous time to be doing all the preparation, Judith. And David, thank you for mentioning that.
Yes,
this is a time to see your preparation, to make your plans, and to kind of get a sense of your strategy. Now, the same intuition that's trying to come through you in healing will also show you how to proceed.
Okay.
So release the attachment to logic on this and listen to your intuition for guidance about which ways you might be best to go. It won't necessarily be the way that everybody else does it.
Right.
I love it.
Cool. great.
Judith,
thank you both.
Yes. Oh, we're so glad to have you on, and you go and do your thing, girl. I love it. I love it, Judith. Good luck. Our toll-free number, 1-800-548-8255, to get in the lineup with Jan Spiller, world-famous astrologer, to find out what 2014 holds for you in what area of life, love life, health, relationships, business, whatever it might be, right? Check it out, 1-800-548-8255. From Chicago, let's go to Utah. And everyone who's on hold, hang in there. We're going to get to you. We will get to you. Chris in Utah, you're on with David Essel and Jan Spiller. The day, month, and year, go for it.
Good evening. Thank you for hearing my call.
Yes.
Chris, August 12th, 1966, corporate owner, humanitarian, first-time caller. My question is on a financial query. I have many projects around the world and wondered what blessings I may prepare for so that I may assist even further with additional financial support to those less fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Okay, so would you? I've got the information that I need, Chris. Now, could you please tell me the final thing of what you wanted to? What is it? Your last part of your question.
We've got a lot of humanitarian projects that we do and setting up infrastructures and different things, schools, hospitals, clean water systems and different things in other countries. But I'm really trying to also focus on our country and see if there's ways that we can assist a lot of people here in a lot of different needs. I know there's natural disasters that hit, and there's a lot of things that different programs don't reach. And
I think probably right now, and I love your intentions and the work you're doing. I mean, God bless you, and I totally support you on this. And you're probably been in kind of a frustrating situation since your birthday of last year. I mean, have you been feeling like, my God, nothing is really happening? Have you made a lot of completions? Maybe people left your life that you didn't expect would leave your life, people or projects? Has that happened to you this year since your birthday?
Yes, there's always, we just do the best we can do. But, sometimes people make commitments and they don't feel their integrity or their word is as priceless as what I hold mine in. And so,
Well put. Well, what's happening is you're in a number 9 year right now, so you're making a lot of completions. So it's a little bit frustrating because a guy like you with all these humanitarian activities going on, and being a Leo sun sign, you've got a lot of power and force and drive and creativity, and you want to go forward, keep moving forward. But it's a little bit frustrating because you don't quite see what the new beginning is yet. On your birthday, you're entering into a power year. You're entering into a whole new cycle. So your birthday, I beg your pardon here. You're still in your number 8 year. So are you experiencing a lot of, have you had a lot of energy this year for accomplishment?
Well, we're focusing on the best that we can do, of course.
Right.
Hey, I tell you what, Chris, hang on there. Jan, we got to run to a quick break. Chris, if there's a specific question during the break that hits you that you want to run into Jan with when we come back, definitely do that. Jan, if there's something that pops up during the break that you need to ask Chris, do that. We're also going to be going to Florida, from Utah to Florida to New York and several other cities around the U.S. We want to thank everyone for being a part of the show. Our website, talkdavid.com. Jan Spiller's website, janspiller.com. 1-800-548-8255 to talk to Jan. I'm David Essel. Stay right there.
My face above the water. My feet can't touch the ground, and it feels like I can see the sands on the horizon every time you are not around. Slowly drifting away, wave after wave, slowly drifting away, and it feels like I'm drowning, pulling against the stream, pulling against the
Essel Live, America's positive radio show. Like us on Facebook and listen to hundreds of inspirational archive shows at talkdavid.com. Now here's your host, Mr. Motivation, David Essel.
Rocking the USA in a positive way. nationally syndicated, hosting these shows for the past 23 years now. My guest, Jan Spiller, janspiller.com, world-famous astrologer. And we're talking with Chris in Utah, financial expert, humanitarian. And Jan, did anything come up during the break that you could help Chris with specifically?
Yeah, he's looking for a new opportunity to express his talents. And you know what? He is under the same kind of energy that one of our prior callers was under, which is to say, for him, the best path is not to use his logic in trying to go to the places he normally does, but his intuition will tell him exactly the next call to make. In other words, like when he sleeps, I think when Chris, is Chris still with us or did he hang up?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Okay. Do you notice, Chris, how when you sleep, sometimes you'll wake up with an idea of something to do that turns out to be spot on?
Certainly.
All right. Those are the things to start taking action on. Follow up on those things rather than your logic right now. And you have the energy right now. This is a year of achievement. So you're pretty energized, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah. It's
this
like even
this
more
is the year.
Than normal.
Yeah, Jan, this is the year of Chris.
You go, guy. I'm telling you, I believe in what you're doing. But you need to follow your dreams, because your biggest asset is the ability to intuitively see how to navigate where you're going, you know? And what gets in your way is when you logically think of, well, this is happening, that's happening. The only time logic is your friend right now is when it spurs you. It acts to kind of boost you into your intuition.
I like it.
That
Chris,
is, thank you.
I am so glad that you took the time to give us a call. You know, feel free to check back in with us, give us updates on how your success is going, and congratulations on choosing a path to make a difference in this world, my man.
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate it, my friend. Thank you.
That's awesome. That is just awesome. Toll free 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK to get in the lineup. World famous astrologer Jan Spiller. We're going to Maria in New York. Then we're going to go to Chris in Florida. We've got tons of information that we're going to be sharing right now. Maria, you are on with Jan Spiller and David Essel. The year, date, and birth you were born, and the one area of life you'd like help in, go for it.
Okay. Hello, Jan. Hi, David.
Hey. Hi, Maria.
My name is Maria, and my date of birth is 2/3/1963, and I was born at 12:05 a.m. And what I would like to know is my love life. I've been single for 9 years, and I feel like this is my year, and I'm ready for love.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, Jan, go for it.
I think that I love it, and I think that probably the whole idea, Maria, is, are you on dating sites and stuff?
I have not started yet, but I've been trying to be positive, and that's why I'm listening to David, and I'm, you know, learning how to play tennis, and, you know,
I would say your best bet then is to, just in the people in your life right now or wherever it's you're going, whether you're going dancing or to social events at your church or wherever you're going with the people you meet, become more interested in what's happening in their personal lives. Because what you're trying to develop through this relationship is you want somebody that you can care about and who cares about you, right?
Correct.
Okay, and that's something I suspect you haven't had before.
I wasn't ready for love, and I felt like I put this block in me.
Mm-hmm, exactly. I hear you 100%. And what will relieve it is by becoming more empathetic with other people, okay? And that means asking them about their family. Like when you meet somebody new at a church event or social event of some kind, be curious about how they are, how they're feeling, what's going on in their life. You know, you're an Aquarian. You have natural curiosity about people. So use it to find out what's happening with them emotionally and see if you can start developing more closeness, because that's going to attract to you like a magnet somebody who wants to share that with you.
Maria, are you ready to do the work, to step out of your comfort zone in order to create this deep love? Are you ready?
Oh, most certainly. Certainly. 100%.
Good. Good, good, good. Okay. Get uncomfortable and you'll find it. Right, Jan?
Yes. Well, exactly.
What I want to ask Jan, is this happen? Will it happen for me this year?
I'd have to look at your whole chart to find that out. But I do know that you're very practical. And, you know, if you start going into situations where you could meet somebody, it's up to you to use your practicality. And then to use your nurturing nature to learn how to start getting close to people. The universe this lifetime wants you to open your heart and to feel more closeness with others than you have before. It wants you to do that. So if you put yourself in situations and begin being more vulnerable, begin caring about others, being vulnerable and letting them be vulnerable without becoming so uncomfortable, you close off. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
That's the challenge. Put yourself in situations and you start doing that, and you'll find the universe will start sending you someone, you know, as a test case. Can you really handle being close?
I love it. It's been 9 years, Maria. It's time.
It is time, yes.
I love it. Hey, Maria, I am so glad that you took the time to call us today. Thank you so much.
And I'm so glad that I found your site. Thank you for everything you do.
You are so welcome. We'll look forward to talking again. 1-800-548-TALK. That's the number to get in the lineup to talk to Jan Spiller, world-famous astrologer. Her website, janspiller.com. Don't forget, this Tuesday, April 29th, 2:14 a.m. Eastern Time, 24 hours after that time, the 29th Tuesday, 2:14 a.m. Eastern Time, the new moon, that's a time to write down your 10 wishes. Let's go to Chris in Florida. You're on the air with David Essel and Jan Spiller. Please give us the day, the month, the year, and the area of life you'd like help with.
January 29th, 1961, and my love life.
Okay. All right.
We have another Aquarian here.
Other Aquarian, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It looks to me, actually, Chris, like, you know, the main thing that's gone wrong with your love life in the past is just that you haven't seen other people clearly. Does that make sense to you?
Possibly, yes. Uh-huh.
In other words, you probably feel a bit like you've been a victim in your relationships?
Yeah.
Ooh, Chris, is that true? Hold on, Jan. Chris, share.
No, I don't know. Possibly.
I love to put you on the spot just a little bit, Chris. We won't put it too hard. But what Jan is asking is that, does it seem like the reason relationships don't work is usually the other person?
Yeah, or I always pick the wrong people. Yeah,
okay, exactly. That's exactly what Jan is saying. Good,
yeah.
good.
So,
okay,
so
hey, listen, guys.
I'm glad Jan, the three of us did it together. Beautiful.
Yes, I love it. Jan and Chris, hang in there. We've got to go to a quick break. Jan's website is janspiller.com. Lots of great information, free information, too. Check that out, janspiller.com. Chris, you hang in there. We're going to get you rocking, girl. 1-800-548-TALK. That's the toll-free number to get in the lineup to talk to Jan Spiller. 1-800-548-TALK. Our website with information about all of our guests and so much more, talkdavid.com. I'm David Essel. Back in a moment. Stay there.
Are you exhausted in life, feeling that whatever you do is never enough to see lasting change? I'm David Essel, XM radio host and author of the new free book, The Power of Focus, yours at talkdavid.com. We're giving away 1 million copies of The Power of Focus free at talkdavid.com. You deserve your desires. Get your free book, The Power of Focus, today at talkdavid.com. For 21 years, positive talk radio equals David Essel alive. Listen on XM 168 every Saturday, 6 to 9 Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific.
Office machines and toner are a fact of life in every business. But why pay high dealer prices for your toner cartridges? Call the Toner Kings. They sell all toner cartridges for up to 60% less. The Toner Kings have been in business for over 18 years, and they offer free shipping and a 100% quality guarantee on every purchase. So head online to thetonerkings.com. That's thetonerkings.com. Mention you heard this ad on XM Radio and get an additional 20% off your first toner order.
Have you ever wondered why you struggle with money, or why creating deep love is so challenging, or why losing weight and keeping it off is such a struggle? Hi, I'm iHeartRadio host and author David Essel. For 22 years, we have helped thousands of people figure out the why to their life challenges and then create a plan that leads to lifelong success. If you're ready, contact me at TalkDavid.com today. Our one-on-one sessions are so effective that you will absolutely create the life you desire. And programs begin as low as $100. One-on-one with me, David Essel, at TalkDavid.com.
One of the reasons millions of people never recover from their addictions to alcohol, smoking, drugs, sex, or unhealthy relationships is that they don't want to heal in a group setting. Master Addiction Recovery Coach David Essel is sensitive to this need. So 20 years ago, he created a holistic addiction recovery program that's done privately, one-on-one. Since then, he's helped thousands of people recover through his highly unique holistic recovery program. Visit TalkDavid.com today. One-on-one from anywhere in the USA. TalkDavid.com. Is your relationship operating at its highest potential, or is it faltering and you see yourselves drifting farther and farther apart? Or are you single right now, trying to figure out what went wrong in the past so you can finally find and keep deep love? Let Master Life Coach David Essel help you resurrect or save your current relationship, or help prepare you to find the love you desire today. Visit TalkDavid.com to read the testimonials about David's work. Love is the answer. Let today be the day. Visit TalkDavid.com.
Do you often feel like you've hit a dead end in life? Like no matter what you do, the challenges just keep coming back over and over again? Well, maybe it's time you read the inspirational book, Rockstar, Finding God's Purpose for Your Life. Rockstar, David Essel's sixth top-selling book, is a powerful parable that will give you the inspirational tools and strength needed to finally bring your life to a whole new level. Order Rockstar by David Essel for only $7.95 at Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com today. The powerful book, offering a positive lift in our ever-challenging world. Are you ready to create the life you've always wanted? Here's what a few clients had to say about their coaching sessions with Master Life Coach David Essel.
You know, in 4 short months, our sales have climbed more than 150% in what is termed a declining marketplace. I look forward to what we can continue to create together.
David helped us rebuild our marriage after an affair. We can't imagine how we could have done this without him.
You can have what these clients have found working one-on-one with David at TalkDavid.com. That's TalkDavid.com.
Life is short, and it's getting shorter every day. Are you finished procrastinating over your biggest goals in life? Would you like to finally make a lot more money or lose that extra fat? It's time to stop talking about goals and actually achieve them. Master Life Coach David Essel can help you accomplish your biggest goals in life. Register today for any of David's life coaching plans at TalkDavid.com and get an extra session with David absolutely free. Visit TalkDavid.com today.
Love you like that, I would make you my world, move heaven and earth. If you were my girl, I would give you my heart, be all that you need, show you your everything that's precious to me. If you give me a chance, I can love you like that.
You're tuned in to David Essel Live, America's positive radio show. Like us on Facebook and listen to hundreds of inspirational archive shows at TalkDavid.com. Now here's your host, Mr. Motivation, David Essel.
Broadcasting live on a Studio E in Los Angeles, California, celebrating 23 years on the air, positive talk radio. You're tuned in to David Essel Alive, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK. Text us during the show, 941-266-7676, 941-266-7676. My guest, Jan Spiller, janspiller.com, author of 5 best-selling books on astrology. And we're talking to Chris in Florida right now about love life and what's in store in 2014. Jan, continue on.
Yes. just before we do that, I would like to say that the Taurus new moon also rules perseverance and sensual enjoyment. So it's also an exceptionally good moon for wishing for perseverance in whatever area people want more perseverance to succeed in. And it's also the perfect new moon for wishing to enjoy life more on the sensual level. Okay. Mm. So back to Chris. Chris, what you're sensing is that you've entered a number one year, and you're sensing that there are new beginnings possible for you, and I want to confirm that's true. Between your birthday in 2014 and your birthday in 2015, you're in a period when many new opportunities will be coming to you. I see two in particular, and I think, have you already felt the energy of new beginnings beginning to happen?
Yes, I'm trying to. Yes.
Yeah, okay, you're already feeling the urge for it. Well, the idea is to be practical. This lifetime, there are several things that you're learning, one of which is discrimination. And the way discrimination happens is when you're dating someone and they have some kind of response that hurts you, your tendency is to pull back and maybe just completely disassociate for a bit without telling them you're taking a hiatus. And then you think about, well, he was kind of in a tough mood today, bad situation at the office, maybe. And then you become so compassionate, you overlook the red flag that you saw.
Oh, Chris, does that ring a bell, Chris?
Yes. Yeah, it does.
Ooh, wow. Jan, you're damn good.
Oh, thank you.
You are good. Yep, that rings a bell.
So the idea is a red flag is a red flag, and it doesn't mean that you don't love them as a person, but it's possible that they're not the right match in a close relationship for you.
Okay.
And
you know what, Jan? Hold on a second. Jan and Chris, that is such an important point for me to repeat, is that when the red flags come up and we justify, we rationalize, and we move forward, when in actuality we need to look at them and say, wow, that is not a connection with me. That's not a similar belief. That's not a similar anything. And I just, this person might be nice to have as a buddy, as a pal, as a friend, but not in a love relationship. Great, great thought, Jan. And Chris, really take that to heart. That makes a lot of sense.
Okay. Thank you.
Good luck. This
okay.
is your time.
Yes. Bye, Chris. 1-800-548-TALK. Jan, I want to go back over the statistics here. So we have Tuesday, April 29th, the Tuesday just coming up here. The new moon at 2:14 a.m. Eastern time that we have 24 hours after that time to be able to write the wishes in our handwriting. And go ahead and explain a little bit more about what someone might be wishing for.
Well, this new moon is the most potent new moon of the year because it's in Taurus for wishing for more money. Or maybe it's I easily find myself attracting more money in a happy way. Or I easily find myself making clear choices about money. Or I easily find myself beginning new patterns with money that lead to being relieved from the debt. You know, anything relative to money. It's also the perfect time for wishing for Taurus rules perseverance. A Taurus person moves, that energy moves slowly, step by step, only at the rate at which it's comfortable. And it doesn't go forward until it's comfortable on that step. So it has to do with having the perseverance to keep going forward, getting comfortable with where you are, and taking the next step. So this has to do with step-by-step processes and not expecting results immediately, but expecting yourself to keep taking these baby steps, and eventually you will get there.
Now, after writing these wishes, does it help at all to keep them around? Should people look at them every couple days? Should it be something where you write them and burn it, or write them and throw it out, like to have the confidence that they're going to happen? What's your take on the different options there?
Oh, my goodness. For heaven's sakes, don't burn them. You know, you burn stuff you want to get rid of and let the ethers take it. But with wishes, this is something you want to manifest, right? You want it to become physical. You don't burn it and dissolve it. You keep it in the physical plane. Now, what you do with the wishes is, you know, I mean, I've had clients that, I had one client that put it under her mattress. each month until the next month. I don't know why she did that. I don't know what it is about mattresses for her.
Yeah.
I do know that her process was working, but I'm not so sure it had to do with mattresses, except for her it did.
I love it. Okay, Jan, hold on right now. We've got Sally in Florida. Sally, if you would please give Jan Spiller, you're on the line with Jan Spiller. We've got about 3 minutes here. The day, month, and year you were born and the area of life you'd like help in. Sally, go for it.
Hi, Jan. How are you? I'm a big fan of yours. I have your books. And my birthday is 4/29/49. And 3:35 p.m. Fort Dix, New Jersey. And my question has to do with, it seems as though a lot is opening up right now with my spiritual work. And I've been spoken to about doing some television things, and I wanted to ask you what you see along those lines.
Well, my goodness gracious. You are, in fact, a little Taurus, huh?
Yes, I am very Taurus.
Well, your job this lifetime, actually, Sally, is to lead, and to lead according to your values, but not to be dependent upon other people to support you or do it for you. So if you've got a radio opportunity, I would say if instinctively you want to do it, by golly, take the action and do it. And maybe, do you have concerns about people supporting you around you, a relationship that maybe they won't like it or anything like that going on?
No, my husband is very supportive of my path. I've already been on the radio quite a few times doing readings and things, but I've been approached now by some people out in L.A. To do with television. And I've had that feeling myself that something was going to open up along those lines.
Well, I don't know why to hesitate. I do know that courage has been an issue before in your life, and this would be a new step. So I would say when you're following the path of courage, you win, and so does everybody around you. And opportunities are only attracted to you because you have the capacity to fulfill them.
Exactly.
So if it's something that is going to work for you, this is a lifetime, Sally, of learning to put yourself first. Does this work for you? Or how can you, what can you ask for in this situation that will work for you? So there's a tendency to think that whatever other people want from you is what you need to give them. No, put out there the way you would like it to be, see how they respond, and then you can reach a compromise. But if you never put on the table what you want first, nobody ever knows. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, exactly.
And so situations then turn out to be unfair. So your job is going to be with this new offer to tell people, to tell these people what you would love to do it. Wonderful. But what I need for this to work for me is this, and see what they say.
Okay, that sounds very good. Well, thank you, Jan, and keep up the good work.
Well, Sally, let us know how the TV show goes. I would love to have you follow up with us.
I will. It's very powerful what's opening up, and I just am leaving myself open to whatever I'm supposed to do for my highest good and the highest good of others. So
perfect. That's fabulous. Why you're in this position.
Yes,
that's right. That's right. What a great teacher you are, Sally, already. I love it. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Jan Spiller, I want to thank you again so much. JanSpiller.com. Visit her site, JanSpiller.com. Jan, we will have you back in probably 30 days to do another new moon.
Yes, I look forward to it, David.
me too, Jan. You have a great one. I'm going to look forward to writing my wishes on Tuesday and putting them underneath my mattress as well.
Okay. Let us know how that turns out next month. You know, maybe the mattress is the way to go.
It could very well be. Okay, Jan, have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye-bye. David Essel in the box with you. Our website, talkdavid.com. Back in a moment. Stay there.
Have you ever wondered why you struggle with money, or why creating deep love is so challenging, or why losing weight and keeping it off is such a struggle? Hi, I'm iHeartRadio host and author David Essel. For 22 years, we have helped thousands of people figure out the why to their life challenges and then create a plan that leads to lifelong success. If you're ready, contact me at talkdavid.com today. Our one-on-one sessions are so effective that you will absolutely create the life you desire. And programs begin as low as $100. One-on-one with me, David Essel, at talkdavid.com.